John Ox, boxer, now training young people who struggle with their social and mental health. John, hello, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
How you doing, John? All right?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Yeah, did you get it? There's a bit of traffic where you were, weren't there?
There was a little bit of traffic coming through. That's why I left a little bit early, to be honest.
You used to be a boxer yourself.
Long time ago, yeah.
Not that long ago.
Don't know about that one.
Go on. Yeah, so where did you start off? Were you East End boy or always been Essex?
I was an East End boy, come out of Plasto.
Oh, all right.
I went to West End Boxing Club. I didn't box, and then I went to Eltham and boxed. And then I went to Barking, and I had about 13, 14 fights.
Oh.
And then I finished off with a couple of non-licensed fights.
Oh, nice one. Yeah, not long ago, as we said.
Not long ago.
Yeah.
Long enough.
So, listen, what got you into training? Because it's not like for everyone, is it, ultimately? Everyone who's going to box is not going to get into training.
Years ago, I trained a couple of lads, and I took them in the match room when he was at Romford Station.
Oh, right.
I knew young Eddie Earn when he was young, and Barry, and they used to let me take my fighters in there.
Oh, nice.
The two lads I had, so it was really, really good.
Yeah.
In the OBI days.
Oh, that's over my head, though, really. I'm not going to try.
No, that was a long time ago, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. So, as I say, like, you've actually got a boxing ring in your home as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a nice little gym. Yeah. I've had it 12 years.
Is it? In your home?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you married? Or are you still married, I should say, in a boxing ring?
I'm very
ring.
Married, yeah. I've got a lovely wife.
Oh.
And she stands for me well with the boxing.
The lads you train as well then, John, how many do you... Is it one-on-one sessions you have with the boys or...?
Well, Joe, we're not like a normal boxing club.
Yeah.
You get normal clubs. A lot of my friends have got boxing clubs and they've got 20 or 30 fighters.
Yeah.
I've got a very, very good coach that works with me. And we have about 6 or 7 fighters at a time, but we do very, very well. We're well respected on the circuit. We're on the non-licensed circuit. Some people call it white collar. It really is semi-pro boxing,
right?
Because the boys sell their tickets and I give them all the ticket money, you know, whatever they earn out of them. I'll let them have it, to be honest.
Yeah. So when you're training, because like it's well known, isn't it, really, that boxing sort of like really helps, not just with mental health, but with kids' lives as a whole. You know, you've got kids on the street, nowhere to go, and it kind of helps straighten them out a little bit. You must have loads of stories, John, haven't you?
Joe, I could sit all day.
Yeah, really. Yeah, you're going to get emotional ready, John, isn't it? Some of these things, do you know what? When I'm sitting here and I'm interviewing people, I can always tell, like, really genuine, decent people, and you're one of them, John. I can see we're both going to get emotional. But, I mean, I must admit, like I say, with the young lads, that you sort of, like, give them a focus, don't you? You give them a place where they start believing in themselves, because boxing's not just about sort of hitting each other, your opponent. So mentally it's helping with their focus and discipline, isn't it?
They've got to be mentally strong to get in there, like in the mind, really.
Yeah, yeah. What sort of age are you helping these kids out, John?
Well, I'm from sort of 15 upwards, really, Joe, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like taking the young ones. And I've always said to people, boxing's a very, very dangerous sport. You can't play boxing.
Yeah.
You really can't.
No, no.
It's a dangerous sport. I had concussion 3 times myself.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous sport.
Yeah.
Your brain's not really meant to be it, but it's the thing, when you get it in your blood...
Yeah, it's like a bug. You've got it, you can't get rid
honestly,
of it, can you?
It is like a bug, really.
But as you say, like, you know, when you're looking at kids and the way they can come out and just be more themselves and they can have more confidence in themselves, you got to know that you think, oh, well, OK, this was all worth it, right? All
the stuff it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
When they have the journey and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, because what sort of advice as well would you give sites? Maybe there might be a young kid listening that should be at school, but maybe not at school, and thinking, actually, yeah, John sounds like a decent fella, something that I could actually get into.
Well, I always say this to lads. People phone me up and say, would you coach me? And I class myself as a proper coach. I don't just let them hit pads. I show them how to box the proper way.
Yeah.
And I'll just say to them, if you want to box, you know, you've got to take it very serious. You can't play boxing. It's just not... it's a, you know, as I said before, it is dangerous, you know, whatever you call it. But once you get into it, and you know, I think it's great sport for the youngsters.
Yeah,
it learns them to defend themselves.
Yeah.
I've had boys that are bullied. I've had boys that have been on the on drugs, straighten themselves up, you know, and it helps them so much, Joe.
I mean, you've got a gym in your house, right? So obviously,
well, it's not in my house. It's like down the back.
But it's still part of what you've done to help these kids out. Now, I know that you're not getting money for all this, John. So, like,
I think it costs me money.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's an hard game anyway, isn't
it's
it? Right?
It's a very hard game.
So, you're looking for sponsorships and things like that?
Well, I am looking for sponsorship now because I'm getting busier.
Yeah.
I've got more lads. I have to turn some lads away. Oh, dear. Although, like, with this, I've got another coach who's very, very good with me.
Yeah.
But I've only got a small gym.
Sure.
But it'd be lovely for sponsors, not just to give money, to come and watch the boys train, come and watch them box.
Yeah, be part of it.
Yeah, be part of the journey.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So they can see where their money's going as 100%.
Well.
100%. There's loads of places say, oh, you know, if you give money this and then we can buy a new
ring. I don't want money for
ring.
That. I'm not
you
interested
money.
In that.
No, it's not about money for yourself.
No,
it's just
no.
purely about giving it back to
not
the kids
all.
So you can help more kids out, right?
100%.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to be really cheesy here, John, because I couldn't resist it, right? I asked you one of the hardest questions, didn't I? I said, what song do you want? And you couldn't come up with anything. It's one of those, right? It's the hardest question in the world. So I have chosen the most cheesiest one. Everyone's going to know, probably. It's a boxing thing. What am I going to play? We'll be back in a minute, John. Right, we're back here with John Ox, who trains young kids who are struggling with their social and mental health. Now, I was going to ask you earlier, John, you're getting a little bit emotional just even talking about the kids that you've helped, but I'm going to ask you, is there a like, you must have loads of story, but is there one that really kind of sticks out in your mind?
Let me think. About 10 years ago, a lad phoned me up. I don't even know how he got my phone number. He phoned me up out of the blue, and it was quite funny. I was sitting indoors in the front room, and he said to me, are you a coach? So I said, what do you mean, am I a coach, a boxing coach? I said, yeah, I'm, why's that? He said, I've been giving your number to coach me. He said, how good are you? So I started laughing. I thought it was a bit of a wind-up joke, be honest. So I said, how good are you? So he was very, very serious. He said, I've been giving £40-50 a session to different people who was training him, and they told him he was useless. And honestly, I really, really thought it was someone, one of my friends, messing about.
Right.
So I said to him, this is not a wind-up, is it? He went, no, seriously. I said, where do you live? He said, I live in Fifield. He said, I live near you. So I said, what shape are you in? So he said, I'm 5'6". I'm about 3 stone overweight.
Right.
So I said to him, listen, you sure this is for you?
Yeah.
So I said, I'll tell you what to do. When you come home from work, I said, pop round, let's have a chat. Anyway, come round. When I see him, he's a lovely lad, but he wasn't in the shape to be boxing.
Yeah.
I said to him, why don't you play golf or do something else? And all the boys who I have, they'll all tell you, we train very, very hard. We really do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said to him, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I felt sorry for him. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I said, come tomorrow night, I'll give you a one-to-one. And I thought he wouldn't come back no more. I nearly killed him. Joe, he went out the gym.
Yeah.
Honestly, he couldn't hardly pick his bag up.
Oh.
I said to him, be back tomorrow night. Well, I had him for 13 weeks.
Wow.
And I've got photos of him even today.
Yeah.
He lost over 3 stone. He topped up having 2 fights. He was 31 years old.
Wow.
And he boxed the ball out of the peacock. Yeah. And they're all good kids out of the peacock.
Yeah.
He drew one, which he well won. And they give it a draw. And then he got beat by a youngster who was about 20 years old. And it was fantastic. The journey was absolutely amazing.
Came out a new man, didn't
he? Yeah, he was like a different boy, honestly. He looked totally different. And he had been bullied. He had been bullied at school. He said, I've never won a fight in my life when he first came. By the time I finished with him, I wouldn't have fancied him giving me a right-hander, to be honest.
So you helped change his life, essentially.
You know, and another lad phoned me up one day. I know his family well. He boxed on a show and got knocked out. And he phoned me up. He went, John, he went, I'm in trouble. He said, I just cannot get my head round it. He said, I got knocked out on a show. He went, in front of all my mates, he said, I've got to sort myself out. He said, I can't live with myself.
Oh, wow.
And I'm still friends with him, very good friends with him today. Anyway, I said to him, what weight was you boxing at? He said, 15 stone four. I said, but you're only, you're under 6 foot. I said, you've got to be about 12 and a half stone. I said, come over, let's have a session. Anyway, come over. When I see him, I went, listen, you know how much weight you got to lose. He thought I was joking. Would he come? He come for a month, couldn't do it. They have struggling. When you get them on the running machine, they do them sprints that we do. They find it so hard. And he come back, he give up, he come back. And bless him, he come again, and I got him right, and I got him down to about 12 stone 9. I got him on a show at the Brentwood Centre against a tough kid.
Yeah.
And he topped up knocking the kid out in the second round. Wow. And I was so pleased for him. He didn't box after that.
Just that one time was all he needed, just that confidence.
That's all he needed.
I can see you getting emotional, John, so I'm not going to ask you for any more stories, because I can tell you're a genuine bloke, right? And it's about, to me, like, most importantly as well, these kids are not sitting at home sort of playing video games or watching box sets, you know, they're out there, they're doing something that's good for their mental health, and it's through fellas like you that are making a difference in the community. And so, again, I mean, it's costing you money to help these kids out. So if anybody's out there listening or knows somebody else, because that's what we do well in local radio, is helping spread the word. How can people get hold of you, John? Or just to even have a conversation about, like, what's needed and what you want. As you say, because you're not just after loads of money, you're just after people joining the journey with you, right?
Well, Joe, I charge £2 if they can afford it, and if they can't afford it, I don't charge them.
Blimey.
Yeah. And I've paid for their boxing stuff. Not that I'm more, and I ain't got a problem with that.
No.
I enjoy it, really. I'm giving a bit back.
Yeah, but you want to give more, that's the thing, right?
I'd like to.
Like you said earlier, you're having to turn some people away, it's difficult.
You know, and I'd like to take a little team abroad boxing, to be truthful.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
You know, we've got a great little setup.
Yeah.
And I've got some good lads around me at the moment.
Amazing stuff. So how can people get hold of you, John?
Or they can get hold of me on social media.
Yeah.
A lot of people know me in Essex through the boxing.
Yeah, yeah. It's
We're well recognised as a gym now.
Yeah, Oxo.
Oxo's gym,
O-X-O.
Yeah.
S.
You can't forget that, Joe.
Oxo's. Well, I just did. I said to Axo's. I don't know where I was coming from there, you know. But listen, John, thanks so much for coming along.
Thank you very much for inviting me on the show.
And one of your lads got something coming up on the 12th of November. I only noticed that because you mentioned something about West Ham players. Some of your ears pricked up.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I've got three lads boxing at York Hall.
All right.
One's in a title fight.
Yeah. All your lads.
Going to be a great show.
Brilliant stuff. And people can come along and watch that if they want to, right?
People can come along.
Yeah, great stuff. And they can always talk to you there, can't they?
Yeah, they can, you know, get hold of me, social media and whatever.
Brilliant stuff. John, thanks ever so much for that. I really appreciate everything you do. And thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much, though.